All right, welcome to the Rewired Podcast. I'm joined today by Daniel. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, Brian. Glad to be here, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course, buddy. So we just got out of the cold plunge. That's what I want to talk about today. We'll talk about a few other things, but just the power of cold plunging. And Daniel's new to this. We met probably, I think it was in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
We've known each other for many years and we hadn't been in touch. Daniel and I got together for a coffee and he was sharing a little bit about what's going on in his life. And, he's doing the work, doing all the things, but the cold has been something that was not part of your routine, I guess, initially. No. So we have a group of men who go out every Saturday in the winter. And the cold water Spartans, I guess we could call ourselves.
That's a good name.
But anyway, Daniel came and joined us one morning, or the first morning we did this. And essentially, we got out there. And interestingly, I mean, I'll let you share your experience firsthand. But what my observation was, and this is what it is for a lot of people, it's a very fearful thing to get out there in the cold. And it was cold. I mean, this was dead of winter.
It was still snowing that day.
Yeah, it was cold. And Dan went in. You know, you got up to the knees and there was a lot of swearing going on. I've got some great clips of this. Yeah. It didn't work out so well, but you came back and did it again the next week. Got in there a little bit more, swore a little bit more. And then at some point we had a conversation about the process of this. And this is kind of like a great analogy for life in general. But sometimes we take that sort of force mentality, you know, versus like sort of sitting back a little bit and surrendering to that process.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe you can just share about, you know, a little bit about your experience.
Absolutely.
Just to share as well, this man now is doing 20-minute plunges in a very short period of time. So that's what I really want to share today is a little bit about that journey.
So I think it's been like 4 to 5 months. Yeah. I'd have to check my calendar to know for sure. But that first time was, that was definitely hard. And we reconnected and I was just going through a part of my life where some things were pretty tough and I just needed something to snap out of that. And he said, why don't you come out on Saturday? There's a couple of us that go into the lake and it's really cold. And I said, sure. And that first Saturday I showed up, it was frosty. It was like really frosty. I think it was 3 of us that day and I took my shirt off. We did some breathing, went into the water, saw you guys dunk in, and it took me a lot of screaming. I was like a wild yelling barbarian, just F this and F that. And I was trying to, like, in hindsight, things are so much more clear. I was trying to force myself. I was trying to battle through that. And I remember getting out there and you two guys are just all zen, you know, neck deep in the water. And I couldn't get past my waist. It took me 3 tries to get past my waist. And I just, my whole body was screaming, get out, bail. You got far enough. But I knew that there's no way I was going to drive home knowing that I got all the way in the water and I'm like 75% of the way there. And all I have to do is just dunk in. And it took me like 3 times to dunk. I was saying earlier, because there was so much resistance that I had to fight against, I had to struggle against. And I ended up dunking in after the 3rd try and everything just kept contracting. And it was so difficult that I swore myself through about 2 minutes and it was like, I was trying to be louder than the resistance. Like my body was screaming, get out. And I was just trying to be louder than that. So then the 2nd week I came, it was pretty much a repeat of the 1st week where I just yelled my way and I tried to fight my way into it. I remember that clearly. And I remember having some frustration around that because I was like, this isn't going to work long term. But then you had that talk with me and you said, you know, I think you need to calm down. And one of the other guys in the group, because now we got a little community, it was I believe it was Russell, he's like, both of you guys were saying you're robbing yourself of part of the experience and the benefit you can get out of being in the cold. So I said, you guys are right. And I thought about that and I thought, well, if I go in screaming, that's what I'm bringing into the whole experience. If I go in quiet and I try to submit to it, like I think that was the wording you used, then there'll be a moment.
Right.
I said, okay, I'll see if that moment happens. And so I think it was my 3rd or 4th plunge where I went and I went in there and I said, I can't scream today. Like I could scream in my head, but I can't go aloud. And I went in and I sunk down deep in my first one. And I think the other lesson you gave me was you have to focus on your breath because you have control over your breath. If you control your breathing, your body will follow. And so when I dipped in, geez, it was, my body was still screaming. Like the alarms were on full blast, full alarm. I'm a little shivery right now too, because I just came out of a cold plunge. I'm trying to catch my words. But I went there and it took me about 60 seconds, I think, because you kept checking your timer. And around the 1 minute mark, it was the first time everything just went quiet because I was not being loud. I was submitting to the process. Mm-hmm. And then the other part was I was focusing on controlling my breathing. You were saying, you know, deep breaths in. But then the thing that really helped me was having a slow, long exhale. And then that, because my body wanted to go just hyperventilate. But if I could control my breath around that 60 second mark, it's like my whole body just submitted.
Yeah. Surrendered right there.
Yeah. And then that was the first time I did 5 minutes with you guys. And I remember coming out going, I never thought that that was possible.
Right.
You know, 3-4 weeks ago, I was yelling, screaming. This felt like needles were trying to rip apart my body because my nervous system was just in such high alert. And now I sat through 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point where several months later, like I've even gone out a few times on my own. And I've gone to other places that have the cold tubs and all because of you inviting me that one day. Yeah. I've worked my way up to twice now, 20 minutes of a cold plunge. And the first time I did 15, 10 minutes, I just couldn't believe that. But to imagine myself going from 2 minutes screaming like a wild Eastern European barbarian, like trying to just fight, wage war on my own body to walking in, plunging and being completely still for 20 minutes and in control, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
And I've gotten so much out of it because when you do cold plunging, you're doing something difficult. So doing something difficult voluntarily has been such a huge mental shift because it's helped me change my game in all aspects of my life.
Yeah.
Like I am so much more comfortable with being uncomfortable. I used to, like, for example, at home, change your clothes constantly. I'm too hot, I'm too cold, I'm too hot, I'm too cold, trying to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And now I'm able to just walk around with no shirt or a tank top on. Oh, it's a little chilly, and I'm comfortable with that. I'm noticing things that used to stress me out, they just don't stress me out as much. So like, those are really big benefits that have come along with it. The other thing is, the mental clarity I get, like the way my brain is lit up, it's like somebody just injected caffeine into my brain and it just lights up. And for the rest of the day until the evening, my head's just lit. But it's kind of like you get a nice high, like your brain's very focused and it stays there. So that's the dopamine rush we get, right?
Yeah.
And it just feels like a healthy dopamine rush and it's sustained, it lasts. And when it comes down, it's not a hard crash. Like you just start getting tired. And if you've never cold plunged before, the first night of sleep after a good cold plunge is like nothing like it. It's one of those memories that just sticks with you. You just clonk out and you sleep like a stone.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So just getting revitalized with energy, mental clarity, and then the rest and relaxation that comes afterwards is amazing. And I've been very blessed to be able to drag out a few of my friends to the plunges also, and they've had the same experiences. So it feels like I'm very grateful that you shared this with me, and then I feel so grateful for the ability to share the blessing of a cold plunge with other people, because you just start seeing how all of their lives are changing, and seeing like my friends say the same things like I did, where, man, I was having such a stressful week last week and then I did this. Because that's another thing, actually. Like, so many people have trouble staying present in the moment. Once you dip into the cold, any kind of anxiety, any depression, any discomfort, or any bickering you're having with somebody, any issues you're having, they disappear. For if you're in there for 60 seconds, nothing else matters for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You are so 100% present in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are some of the big key benefits I've gotten out of it.
Ooh.
I really appreciate that.
Well said, brother. I mean, you know, that's phenomenal to hear. And that is a very short period of time. I mean,
very short.
You
know,
I teach people to meditate. It takes years sometimes to get to the point where you can get yourself in that place. But what I love about the cold and the breath work too, it's something that puts you into that state every time, very, very quickly.
Every time.
And the shift that that creates. I mean, clearly you're a physical specimen and you know how to take care of your body. But I mean, our mental health is so important. And the physical benefits have been studied for a long time. But the mental health benefits, something that has been around forever, just the cold, it creates such a powerful shift. And we talked about that earlier. In the fact that, you know, it just breaks that pattern up very quickly when we get stuck in thinking patterns and ruminating on something or carrying around some type of resentment, some kind of anger, something that's just in the body, getting into that cold, but doing it every day consistently over time just creates such a powerful shift. And you're experiencing that.
Yeah, I would like to expand on that part where you said it breaks the pattern. So many times, and I know I'm not the only one that has experienced this, and I'm sure so many of us have had these moments in our lives where we just feel stuck and our head just goes to a bad place or a dark place, or we're just anxious. And it's like we're running around in the hamster wheel of the same crappy thoughts over and over and over again. And you said it interrupts that pattern. So when you plunge in the cold, whatever pattern you got running literally gets frozen and then shattered all in an instant. Mm-hmm. So I was wound up about something because I've come to these cold plunges some days and I got that little voice in the back of my head. Oh man, you're going through a hard time, or this is going, you don't have to do this today, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and it's that story is just trying to drag me out of this. But then by purposefully going in every time while I'm experiencing that resistance, it's like it's interrupted that pattern I have going on in the back of my mind and what I'm trying to avoid that's difficult. It's like I'm going in the cold because it's difficult voluntarily. Now, whatever else I got going on that I'm avoiding that's difficult, I'm able to go tackle those things in my life too. Yeah. And I've had days where I've had crappy sleep, I've had not enough hours, or both. Or you have that coupled with like your head's just in a messy place. You go to that plunge in the morning, and it's great because if you do it first thing in the morning, it sets your whole day up. Yeah. So that's what I've really loved.
Yeah.
You plunge in the morning, then we do our group coffee. For the whole day, it's like absolutely stellar compared to what it was.
Yeah.
And if I think when I do think about how it was before and after, it's like a huge contrast, almost as if I was a completely different person right before I went in the water. And then it's like I'm a revitalized, refurbished, upgraded version of myself.
Yeah.
And to touch on the mental health component, like I said, when we reconnected, I was going through a bit of a tough time, and having the ability to have something like this in my life, specifically too, with like a group of people that are doing it with you, was really amazing, because a lot of the mental health aspects, like I'm no expert on it, but doing difficult things on purpose is confronting those things that are bugging you or that you're working through. And the cold, like it hurts so much that first time you plunge in, like felt pins and needles going in. But then afterwards you come out of it and you go, holy crap, like I was able to handle that. What else can I handle? Right, so it's given me the ability to, from a mental perspective, go, I'm a lot more resilient than I thought I was. I can handle so much more than I thought I could. And every day when I do a little bit more, I realize like you build up that confidence, at least it was for me, that I could tackle more, I could tackle more. And my mental state today, where it was say 4 or 5 months ago, has been like a complete 180.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I'm so much better. I feel so much healthier mentally, emotionally, physically for sure too.
Yeah.
But I still see so much more I can accumulate. Yeah. Like it's not like I dip in, I went cold and that's it. I can still keep working on increasing the level of the challenge and keep growing from it. So that's been huge too. And since I'm on this rant, from a health perspective, physically, like if you got aches or pains, any kind of inflammation, like low grade stuff for sure, when you go in there and you come out, your elbows aren't hurting. Mm. Your knees aren't bugging you as much. And I'm not the only one that's experienced this. A bunch of dudes in the group and a bunch of dudes that do this that I also know are doing that. And they go, my knees are better. It doesn't hurt when I squat. It doesn't hurt when I press. My neck's feeling good. Not only is my head clear, but my joints feel good. So it's like all these positive aspects compound.
Yeah.
And then synergistically, you know, 1 + 1 = 5.
Right. Yeah.
And I know what equals two. Just to be clear.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that story, brother. And, you know, the purpose of, you know, coming on here is to just inspire people to, you know, do some of these practices, find that comfort in being uncomfortable. And it is a practice. Like you said, man, it is a journey, this life and the next. And so the great thing about the cold is it's just one of those tools that, you know, the physical benefits are clear, but the mental benefits in terms of the journey inward, it really shows you who you are. It gives you an opportunity to step out of that story and out of that place where the noise is. And like you said earlier, and be present, because we spend so much of our lives living somewhere else in the future, always living in the future. One day I can be happy when I get here, or man, like if that person from the past didn't do that to me, man, where could I be right now? And it's another fucking story, but here we are right here in this moment. And in that cold, there's such beauty. Like when you become the water and the air and everything, it's just one moment and you're right there. You're like, I'm alive for a year now. Right. So
it's a great feeling, man.
Appreciate you sharing that, brother.
Yeah, I know, you're welcome. I'm very grateful to be able to share that.
We're just getting started, man.
Yeah.
And the other side of this though as well, I mean, obviously the cold is what we built this around, but having a community of people to get together,
huge.
You know, that we all show up regardless of what's going on, and you know, we come together, and it's nice specifically for this group, for men to have an opportunity to have a safe place to go and be able to share without being judged. Yeah. And
well, there was that one weekend too, we dragged our kids out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I think it's just such a beautiful thing to get young children doing this.
Yeah. Well,
because it'll set them up so well.
Just today, man, we're at my house right now, and our daughters are out there in the cold plunge right now, jumping in and out. So it's a beautiful thing. So,
yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers.